and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on another missing Israeli body found and a cabinet minister threatening to step down.
Popular centrist war cabinet member Benny Gantz says he will step down unless the government develops a new six-point plan for the Israel-Hamas war to include the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip. He's accused Israel's leaders of bringing the country to an abyss. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv,
let them go now.
Families of Israeli hostages rallied for their freedom. It was also announced a fourth body had been found in Gaza, that of an Israeli man who'd been missing since the October 7th attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, New York City officials and medical records from April 30th arrest at Columbia University tell two different stories about injuries after pro-Palestinian student protesters occupied a building at the Ivy League school. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Documented injuries from that night included a fractured eye socket, concussions, an ankle sprain, cuts, and injured wrists and hands from tight plastic flexi cuffs. The arrest came after Columbia President Manoush Shafiq called in police hours into the occupation at the campus, which has become an epicenter of a student protest movement that has spread to campuses around the world. Reuters shared details of the protesters' injuries and accounts with the mayor's office, New York police, and Columbia. None disputed the injuries.
I was pushed down and knocked down along with the barricades when the police first breached.
Gabrielle Yancey, a research assistant who has since been fired from his job in a Columbia neuroscience laboratory.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner. U.S. officials have developed highly credible intelligence suggesting that an American citizen who disappeared 7 years ago